from Racing and Sports, Simon Denopoulos joins us. G'day, Simon.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We'll look at Rose Hill, I suppose, first off. The Starlight Stakes and Curo returned to form. Big run by Nieta, though.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing to come out of the race was Nieta taking that jump. A lot was made during the week. She was obviously well out of the handicap in the race, and she proceeded to take that next step. She obviously had shown brilliant turn of foot at Rose Hill to start prior, but throwing into listed company on Saturday was a big step for the mare, trained by John Thompson, and he proved right in having her in the race. She performed well above her last start performance, finishing second. She showed good improvement and, in truth, didn't have a lot of luck in running. I thought her performance was very good, and she certainly does have a bright future. She's only lightly raced, and given her winning record, I think there's certainly more wins in store for her. Just whether she heads to now, we'll have to wait and see whether she stays in work or goes out for a break. But I think those sort of Group 2, Group 3 fillies and mares races set weight, she's certainly going to be capable of featuring in those during the carnival. As for Curo, he had been in good form for the Joe Pye Stable. He's 2 runs back, finishing second on both occasions, and just enjoyed a lovely run in transit just off the speed for Jay Ford. He got into a lovely spot after 200 metres, and he didn't perform as well as he had in his last 2 starts, carrying big weights, but he did enough to win and obviously broke a long winning drought. There was a few that did that on the weekend, Sean. We had Malice breaking a winning drought 735 days and then Redoubtable Heart in the last 789 days. So a bit of one for the winning drought and Curo. It's just good to see him back in the winner's stall because he is a good horse. He's obviously been played with a few issues, but again, he was placed in the Coolmore and then again at the Galaxy. So I think it's good. He's obviously on his way back and Joe Pride is enjoying a great run of form at the moment, and it showed then with Curo winning on Saturday.
Now, the positive, I suppose, from Nieta's point of view, she did make some ground. Like, she spotted Curo a few lengths come to the corner.
Yeah, and certainly she didn't have the race understood either, Sean. It was sort of on-pace dominated, and to pick up like she did, I mean, you watched her start 2 back, although obviously against inferior opposition. She again showed a good turn of foot, and at the 200, I thought she did have Curo's measure, and he just sort of obviously held her off. She sort of maybe peaked on a run. She did travel wide throughout, and again, the improvement she showed, she definitely justified her place in the field. There was a lined up against some good sprinters, so I think the positive signs are definitely there for her. She's one of the horses you probably would want to take out of the race. I guess the majority of the sprinters on Saturday have reached their level, whereas Nieta, given she is only lightly raced, I think there is more to come from her.
Now, as you mentioned, Malice, that was a good win, and James Doyle's having a good arrival, isn't he?
Yeah, it's good to see. Obviously, got him in the right spot, and it was sort of a true staying test. He broke a long winning drought, 20 starts without a win, and just proved too good late, obviously edging out Beyond Thankful. There's a few sort of disappointing runs in the race. Obviously, Falkenberg and Closing Belly finished at the tail. I haven't heard if anything's come out of that performance from Closing Belly. Looked to be travelling well. He was well found in the market. Blinkers on, third up. I think everyone was expecting him to take a good step forward on Saturday for Chris Waller, and he travelled well, and then as soon as Tommy Berry really asked for something, there was nothing there. So we'll have to wait and see what comes out of his performance. And Falkenberg, I thought she was fair. She was stepping up in grade on the weekend and was sort of worse off of the weights from her last start performance. But Malice, he hasn't won for a while, he had run a number of good races and there to show good improvement 2 back, and he franked that performance on the weekend, running up to his career best. So I think John O'Shea, he's also in great form, the stable at the moment, and good to see him break through with James Doyle on board as well. He gave him a good run in transit, and it was just too strong late. So I thought it was a good staying performance.
It's interesting, a lot of these imports, they just keep racing on, like Beyond Thankful, 7-year-old. You see them keep going, probably because they're not thrashed early doors, are they?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think they get that strong foundation early doors over in Europe, but they are sort of pushed or they're tried out. The big thing overseas, which is different for us, is they have horses who debut over 2,000 metres or 1,800 metres, which is something we rarely see in Australia. And I think they do get that strong foundation. And when they come here, they obviously relish, I suppose, the changing conditions and how we train our horses. It was interesting last week, they actually, Godolphin released some statements from James Doyle about the differences in how we train our horses and just with their work. So I think some horses obviously react to our changing training and some horses don't. You get horses who come down here with really good form in Europe and they sort of fail to produce that level of effort. And then you get other horses who probably were moderate at best over in Europe and then they come down here and really take that next step. Hartnell being one of them. He was no superstar when he's in the UK and he's obviously come back in fine form that John O'Shea's worked him out. So I think every horse is different, and those horses, when they do get that strong foundation, they can keep them in work. Darren Weir's a master at keeping his stays up. He just keeps his horses back-to-back, and they keep running their peaks. It's quite remarkable what he can do with a horse.
Wouldn't you love one like Sweet Redemption? She just brings home a check almost every start, and tough.
Oh, she's tough. She's probably what you think of when you think of a horse from the Gay Waterhouse stable. She's rarely been out of the money and performed this time. I mean, I suppose you could say she was disappointing in the Goulburn Cup, not winning there, but she was too good on speed on the weekend. And what was a great ride from Brenton Abdallah. He sort of pinched a few cheap sectionals early and she was too good late. I thought Hazabil was really good coming up from Victoria, previously trained in Perth. He showed a lot of ability early on and then sort of faltered off his last preparation, but he's obviously back in good order for the Kieran Bath stable. It was an impressive winner at Coolmore and he franked that performance on the weekend. So I think there's a bit more to come from Hazabil. Whether he remains in Sydney, I guess you would want to head to the Villiers with him. I'd imagine what we saw on the weekend is what's going to be a large portion of what the Villiers field is going to be like. So have to wait and see how he goes. With only a length between the first six, it's going to be an interesting form race when you dissect it going forward. It's always hard when you sort of get such a clump finish as to what a positive note to take on each horse. So I think Amavasho is the one definitely be keeping an eye on. The horse is flying, no question about that. Chris Wallace trained him differently this time in. He's kept him really fresh. He ran well in the premier first up and then had 33 days between runs at Flemington behind the geese. And then again on Saturday, 30 days between runs. So he's flying. Just whether Chris Wallace can place him in a race that he can win. He's obviously going to be given weight away if they do head towards the Villiers. But I'm sure he'll put himself well. He was very good on the weekend there for Tommy Berry in a race that wasn't really run to suit him. So he's one I keep an eye on. Just whether he's going to find a winnable race is a big query for Chris Waller going forward.
And I know Gerald Ryan's got a soft spot in his heart for Red Excitement. Gee, he's been a good honest horse.
Oh, for sure. He's been one that I remember he came back from some lengthy injuries and he sort of won those races on a streak. And Brendan Abdullah, who rode him, was really emotional. I think a lot of work gone into this horse, getting him back. He's obviously been plagued with injuries, but he's come back again. He's sort of, wouldn't say it's disappointing his start, his preparation last time in, but he's certainly come back. He was a good winner at Canterbury, beating Religify, and then again on the weekend he was good again. So he's in good form and he's racing in career best form. So if Gerald can place him, again, he's similar to Amavasio. He's at that point now where it's going to be tricky in the handicaps because he is sort of weighted up to his best form and he needs to improve further if he is to win. But judging by his performance on the weekend, he's certainly going to run well in whatever Gerald places him in.
And we see the name T. Gollan starting to bob up a bit now. He's starting to win races here.
Yeah, for sure. He's obviously an astute trainer and you've always got to respect him when they do bring horses down. And with the, obviously, satellite stable and keeping horses in both Sydney and Brisbane. Now, it's a good performance by Dino. I think it's a good form race moving forward, Sean. A lot of promising horses in the race. It was on-pace dominated. I thought Nudie Rudy had Dino Nell Cole, but she was just too strong late. And always like these mares to put themselves into the race from the outset. She's always on speed and generally always runs a good race. She's only missed the money once in her career when she was disappointing at Ipswich. But apart from that, she's rarely far away. And again, she was good on the weekend. She was too strong on speed. I thought Paint of Firetail was good. She's obviously low percentage. She's a mare, obviously, who gets back in her races. But given the way the race was run on the weekend, I thought her performance was really good to get as close as she did. The first three round the turn finished 1-2-3, really. Obviously, Dean Arnell was second. And Yuma Desert, who led, just narrowly beaten the neck, ran third. So it was a bit of a boat race, you could say. I thought Hetty Heights was solid enough in her return. She was obviously, wouldn't say halfway treated at the waist, but she was up against it at the waist. And she ran up to her best on Saturday. So it's always a good sign when a horse is coming back to do that first up. And she's obviously in good form at the moment, the Kinmore stable. So expect Hetty Heights to improve sharply off that. And she will be better suited stepping up in trips. So she's one to keep an eye on. She gets a race, more run to suit. She certainly can finish home over the top of them. She's got a really sharp turn of foot when she's able to use it.
Now, I reckon soon we'll be renaming the TAB Highway Handicaps. So it'll be the TAB Highway Matthew Handicaps for either Matty Dunn or Matty Dale.
Oh, not wrong, Sean. Matty Dunn, he's a freak, isn't he? And obviously Matty Dale, they're both his students. They just seem to be able to place the horses in the right races. Obviously, she came off an impressive maiden win at Ballina, but a maiden win at Ballina nonetheless. The time was there to suggest she was open to further improvement, but she did have to take a big step on Saturday. And that she did, and obviously ridden by Tim Clark, who could ride a broomstick at the moment. She's in, obviously riding really confidently this time in, and she got the bob there narrowly. But look, another promising horse from the Matthew Dunn stable, and he just knows which horses to bring to these races. She gets him well. Like the fact the three-year-old up against the older horses, the three-year-old crop this season seems to be very strong. So always can be viewed as a negative, taking on the older horses, but I think it is a positive. And as we saw on the weekend, is with Tristana, she's just too strong late, and she's got a bright future. I think she will get over further. And she was a good win there coming from back in the field and a great ride from Tim Clark. She was a drifter on track, which is interesting, but she still proved too good.
Yeah, now Pipeline got the money beautifully bred. Redoute's Choice dances on waves.
Oh, what a win, Sean. I thought he was very impressive first up. He's a horse you think would improve with a run and be better over further. He displayed good ability during his main preparation. He was a smart winner on debut at Wyong and then took two good steps forward his next two starts. While he was unable to win, the form obviously around evacuation in Gretna, I think he's solid. And he franked that on the weekend. He was a good performance. He was too strong late. I think the solid tempo definitely suited him. The interesting one for me was Montreal. He looked to have the race sort of hold at the 400 and then he sort of defined nothing late. He was sort of his last 100 was really disappointing. So interesting to see where they go with him. He was an impressive winner on debut at Hawkesbury. He was well found earlier in the week and then was a bit of an alarming drifter on the day. So we'll have to wait and see what he does. I think it was good to see Bratislava bounce back. He was an impressive debut winner at Newcastle and then took on the older horses and he was solid behind Realized Potential and then again was good on the weekend. So I think there's more to come with him, but Pipeline definitely one to take out of the race. I imagine, I'm not sure if he is a Magic Millions horse. I think he is. Where they now head with him that way, and he's obviously opened a good improvement over further stepping up in trips. So I think a promising one for the Gerald Ryan stable for sure.
All right, I suppose the other winners in the day, Trekking, another one for Godolphin and James Doyle in the first.
Yeah, I suppose this was, it looked like punters were getting off to a flyer early, Sean. They're obviously well supported and he was just too good, but he was the only favourite who ended up winning on the day. So it sort of started off well and then it was a tricky day for punters. But he looked a nice horse. He's obviously, I don't think he's top shelf for Godolphin. I think John O'Shea mentioned that after the race, but certainly would take a positive view on him. I think he's an above average Shearup winner for this time of year. And just interesting to see where they do head with him. Obviously, they've got a number of two-year-olds at the Godolphin stable, and he's one of them. I suppose he wouldn't be one of their top ones, but I think it'd be interesting to see what they do. You're not sure how much horses can take improvement. I think John O'Shea stepped out a smart two-year-old last Sunday, might have found a few people's guard at Kembla Grange. She won the first race. I'm just bringing her up. Bella Deere, I think her name is. She's definitely one to keep an eye on. She's a nice horse for the John O'Shea stable. And while she won at Kembla, the time suggests he's more than above average. So I'd keep her in your black book, Sean. Let's get in that. Sorry, Demerara is the name, sorry. She won at Kembla Grange last Sunday. She beat the Gaywater fan, Sheikha. So she's one for your black book. But I think Trekking was a good winner and he justified the heavy market support.
Interesting run of the one Chris Waller with, one with the last, Redoubtable Heart. He, as a three-year-old, looked pretty handy. He ran second in the Grand Prix. They ran him in the Queensland Derby. He had a spell, come back, ran second at Warwick Farm, then a year off. So obviously there was some sort of an issue there. And then he's come back, the two runs back, and got the money on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a very good win, Sean. I suppose it's a bit unfair. He's had, 16 starts and only two wins, and 789 days between wins. But his form was obviously, as he touched on, a lot better than that. He'd run a number of good races up in Brisbane, and he obviously has been plagued with injuries. He came back from a 404-day break first up, and always a bit of a query with second-up syndrome, but he was ridden beautifully by Blake Shin, and he was just too good. I think he's an interesting horse. Interesting to see if they do head to the Billiards with him. I think he's good enough to be competitive in that race, and I think he'd get him well at the handicap as well. So good performance and good to see him back in the winner's store because he's a horse that has displayed above average ability. And I think Chris Waller would be certainly happy that he's got him back from those injuries and he's performed well on the weekend. The time backed up the strength of the performance. Sir Plush, he was good running second. He's racing in good form. It's just struggling. He's always found one better, unfortunately. But he's in good form for Bjorn Baker stable and he'll continue to run good races. Interesting to see if he does stay in work now where they do tip him out. But he's racing in good form. Just hoping he can find a race and win because just bumped into a good one on the weekend, Redoubtable Heart, who had the drop on him. It was just a great ride for Blake Shin.
All right, we head west. Darren Weir finally got a group one outside Victoria. Stratum Star over there getting the money in the Kingston Town Classic.
Yeah, it seemed a well-orchestrated plan, Sean. He was over there with plenty of time in hand, and he had his two trials leading into the Kingston Town. And it was good to see him back. He put the writing on the wall two back when he was good there behind Red Kirk Warrior. At Sandown, he ran second and had mixed his form, Stratum Star, but he's certainly more than capable when right, and he proceeded to show that on the weekend. He ran to a time form rating of 121 when narrowly beating Scales of Justice, and does appear a decent piece of form, 3.5 lengths back to third, Perfect Reflection, and 4.5 lengths back to Cowie. The time out of the race was good comparatively on the day, and does look a decent piece of form. Scales of Justice, obviously a lot has been made of Douglas White's ride, sort of misjudging the winning post and easing up on him. To be honest, I've watched it a few times now, freeze frame, and I don't think it would have made a difference when sort of Douglas White was easing up on him, or not easing up on him, but sort of sat up on the horse. I think Stratum Star already had his measure. So while it's a narrow margin, I'm not too sure what it would have made all the difference, but again, it's always a fun debate in racing. But Stratum Star, strong performance, obviously breaking back in the winner's stall, and Darren Weary is a master of these horses, and good to see him back in the winner's stall because he had displayed obviously really good ability, Stratum Star, and had been a while between wins, but it's good to see him back on the weekend.
Interesting, you look at Stratum Star's form. He's won a couple of good races. By gee, he's been placed in a lot of good races, though.
Yeah, that's a big thing for him. He's been bumped into a lot of good horses along the way. And sort of similar to Redoubtable Heart, Sean, he's been racing good form, just hasn't been able to win. So on the weekend, he obviously relished a step up to 1,800 and was just too strong. It was a real staying test on the weekend. I think Scales of Justice, a big kick for him on the weekend. He obviously was impressive winning the Railway and proceeded to take another step forward on the weekend. He's a really promising horse. He's actually never finished outside the money in his career. So I'm hoping they do head east with him. I know there's talk about whether they come to Sydney or they do head to Brisbane for a race like the Stradbroke. I think he would be well placed. Obviously, over 1,800 on the weekend, but I do think his pet trips around that 1,500-mile event. I know he was good on Saturday, but I think he's a really promising horse. Where they head to him now is exciting times for them because he's obviously very good, and his performance on Saturday would seem competitive in most Group 1 races in the East.
What was your best performance? What stood out for you on the weekend, Simon? What do you reckon?
For me, Sean, it was in Brisbane. Eagle Farm, Rupert.
Written, yeah, didn't he go all right?
Oh, he goes good. It's funny. He obviously unbeaten in his two starts. And you never want to get too wrapped up in trials, Sean, because it's obviously trial form. But geez, he looks to be back in good order. And he won as well as you would have liked him to win on the weekend. I think the Magic Millions race is obviously where they'll head with him. Whether he, obviously, it all depends on who he lines up against. I think Global Glamour is being that way. So she's had a decent market for him to run at. But his performance obviously won by 6 lengths. And the time suggested was very good. Obviously, broke the track record and looked to do it easily. So I think Bjorn Baker's got a very smart three-year-old on his hands. He's certainly Group 1 company awaits this gallop. I obviously head to the Magic Millions, and then where to after that's very exciting for Bjorn because I think he is his new stable star. Obviously, Music Magnate flies the flag at this stage, but I don't think it will be long before winning Rupert takes over because that performance on Saturday, I know he didn't beat much. Admittedly, he was lining up against inferior opposition, but the way he did it and the time that he ran winning the race certainly suggests he's well above average and certainly up to Group 1 company, I would think, in time.
He's another written tycoon, isn't he?
He is.
They just keep winning.
Flying.
Yeah, they are going real well at the moment.
Yeah.
All right, good on you, Simon. Good to catch up. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, sounds good, Sean. All the best.
Thanks. Simon Denopoulos joining us there from Racing and Sports.